I'm Madge Weinstein. I'm a lesbian and my cunt stinks of yeast. Miss Rills is a whore and I hate her.
I wanna go to Paris, stay at the Hilton. I want a kiss from Paris Hilton. So Paris, come clean, you're a Weinstein fan. Girl, come clean, you're just like the rest of us. You're in love with a lesbian named Madge Weinstein. You're in love with Paris with a lesbian named Madge Weinstein.
Car laps.
So Paris, forget your millions, girl, and just come clean. Tell us, Paris, you're in love with Madge Weinstein.
Is the song over? Hello. I'm having sex with, making. I'm making out with Mitrotsky. Killer. We're sleeping here and the bed's together like it's a wedding night and he's licking my face. I'm in Holly's house in Florida. The cleaning woman is downstairs cleaning. And Trotsky looks so cute. He's got his head buried between two pillows. He's just such a snuggle bunny. I'm going to tell you, Finna, first of all, the show's going to be short, because it's the day I haven't turned in all my expenses to my accountant, and I can't leave this sweltering city until I get all of these nonsenses done. And, great, so, mostly, So try to keep this short, but then again, you know what sometimes happens with that. All right. Hi, Trotsky. So cozy. So comfortable. So that song, the Paris Hilton song, you know why? Do you know where that comes from, for those of you who have been listening to the show for maybe less than 2 years or something, is, believe it or not, the Paris Hilton movie was my first sponsor. So you could say Paris Hilton was my first sponsor when she was doing that House of Wax. And I will always have a soft spot in my heart for whore because, you know, she was my first sponsor. I got money and it made me happy. Okay? So, Paris Hilton, yay. Yay for you. I don't think you're stupid. So there. I think that the people that buy into you, your publicist is stupid, though. But that's another story.
A coffee-eating, dog-smelling, pussy-eating bitch.
Hello, this is Mrs. Bailey. Can I touch it?
Oh, my phone. Okay, well, that was Holly. And she's finna take BB out to lunch. Oh, Trotsky is so cute. Maybe we could take Trotsky with us and go to the beach. Because they don't care if you eat with your doggy on the Miami beach. Trotsky, you are so pretty in your little cuddle bunnies. Anyway, I want to go fuck myself. Just kidding, twice and your mother. Stink hair and beast. Beast of Glada, George. Oh, pills. That's right. I knew I felt the depressions. I kind of I'm going to talk to, when I see the psychiatrist, I'm going to tell him again, no more of these Xanax. Because, you know, when you're a recovering mess, you're not supposed to veer from what the psychiatrist tells you. So, you know, they give me it's called Alprazam. Doesn't it sound like a magician? Like a David Copperfield. Alprazolam, which is his generic name for the Xanax, twice a week, plus Prolios. Okay, so, but it makes me tired. And what my psychiatrist said is when you need anxiety pills, you don't feel the tired because the it's sort of like it's a counterbalance to the anxiety. So I'm not feeling the anything but the tired. I don't feel the anxiety. So chances are I don't really have any anxiety, but I can't change it until I talk to him, which will be, I think, whenever I get back to Chicago. I have an appointment. I don't know exactly when it is, you know?
You know you want this hot steamy cunt Doris, honey.
Oh, do I? Do I really? How do you know, Michael Carino? That's really you.
I'm Madge Weinstein. I'm a lesbian and my cunt stinks of yeast.
Well, this bitch, she's walking around with weave hanging down to her pussy. She ain't getting no dick. Her face look like fuck face.
God, that's good. I could never get enough of that, but someday I will.
I'm sorry, Bloaterus. I'm afraid I can't do that.
That's stupid.
Layups.
Okay, I'm sorry, I can't help.
Well, she probably had it up the dog's ass or sucking his penis.
Here. If all the boys live across the sea, just
God,
think
I'm
what
redundant.
A good swimmer you would be. Ha ha ha.
Hello, this is Mrs. Bailey.
And Bailey wants to fuck.
The levels on that were a little bit wrong. Let's have a little Navajo while we're going on. Prolips. Okay, I have to shower so I can go to lunch with Polly. And, which means you, the general audience, gets shortchanged. I haven't had a music show this week. Well, it's Friday already, and we're going to have a downtime with Pod Show. Don't even know if you'll even hear this show before Monday. Or Tuesday. Tuesday! So, oh my God, am I ugly. I just looked in the mirror and I saw this fucking ugly disaster. You can't imagine what I just saw. God, am I old. All right, I think I'll wear this Bill Street Turd t-shirt, the Lo-Fi St. Louis t-shirt. With the arrow pointing down to my vagina. Hey-ya, hey-ya-ho. I'm depressed. Okay, oh, that reminds me, I gotta take the pills. The pills. Hey. All right. Now we gotta do this a little bit. So. Oh, wait a second. I got something from the terror dress today, and I don't know if this is for real. He said it's from the torn anus, but I don't know if this is for real. It's too weird. You know what I mean? Weird. This is from Turd Dress, I think. Hello. Let's see, where's my desk at all? It's pod safe. Let's see. Torn the anus. Okay, this really is torn anus, I'm told. I don't know if that's true, but this is what Turd Dress told me. The artist formerly known as Turd Dress, presently known as MB. What? Was that really torn anus? I find that hard to believe that was torn anus. Torn anus, torn. Let's hear it again. I think I'm being put on, because that couldn't be torn anus, though I know it's pod safe. It has that pod safe ring to it, but let's hear it again. Layups.
A cocky eating, dog smelling, pussy eating bitch.
I'm sick of hearing it. You go stick it in I'm sick of hearing it.
Torn anus on Yeast 99. Isn't that funny? All right, whatever.
I like it in the butt.
I don't know what's up with my levels, turd day, turd dress.
A country-eating, dog-smelling, pussy-eating bitch.
Hello?
Kunt, kunt, kunt.
That's not cunt, it's kunt, cunt. All right, I'm gonna have a special guest and then, no. Well, let me see if I have any old emails I need turd play. As Holly said, it would take half hour. That means I have till one train to, and she's always late anyway. And Pratskal is sleeping all cozy and warm. Mama's gonna turn all of your airplanes to you. She might let you fall and she might let you sing. Mama's gonna stick Proly in your vagina. Oh, I am such a bad Pink Floyd imitator. Let's see. Ooh, babe. Ooh, babe, of course mama's gonna help build the pro lips. The pro lips. The pro lips. Pro lips. Prol. Pro lips. Pro lips. Prolapse. Pro lips. Pro lips. Prolapse. Pro lips. Lip slaps, lip slaps, slaps, lip 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 slaps, little pro. Come on and pro lips, pro prolapse, pro lips, ting a ting a bing bing. Pro pro lips, pro la. It looks like I have an audio file coming in. I hope it gets to me in time. It looks like it's taken forever. Everything has to have a turd in it, even if it don't be. Moonskilla, moonskilla, moonskilla. Rupert Howe. Who's that? Portable Media Expo. Amy Matheny's. Okay. This is my vagina. Okay, let's see. Somebody wanted me to remove it. Oh, greetings from my parents in China. My vagina. Dear kids, greetings from Qian, China. X-I-A-N. X-I-A-N. We're going to the Yangtze River cruise from here. We had a great time in Beijing and Qian. Very nice modern hotels. Met with Thomas Mann in Beijing. Climbed the Great Wall. Saw the Forbidden City. Saw Terracotta Army in Qian. The hell does that mean? The guides have been great. Good food. Now, no one of our 14-person tour got sick. Oh, well, there you go. Better knock on wood some there, Papa. Hard to believe we still have 2 weeks to go. Give the best regards to X and Y. Chromosomes. Well, isn't that sweet? Glad I didn't go, though. Christ, am I glad. I mean, I love traveling with my parents, but, I didn't want to get that to... I think they would have removed my vagina and sold it on the black market. I don't really need any of that. Does anybody need a... This is late, but does anybody need a pass to that Apple presentation at the NAB? I have one, which is to... The 15th, it's Sunday. I only have one pass. If anybody's going to be in Las Vegas, you need it. I'm not going to go, so rather give it to somebody who listens to this crap. Right? If anybody cares, get fucked. All right. Speaking of getting fucked, I am not redundant. I know exactly what I'm doing, so get fucked. I'm just tired today. Like I owe you an excuse? I'm going to play some things that have blue dots on them, because that means... that I haven't played them yet. I think this is from Holly from a while ago. Since it's in my voicemail, I suppose it's fair game. Okay, I have to do a postscript, P.S., because that voicemail was from a very specific person named Madam Al, and even though she called the 206-888-CUNT number, and there was a very specific... a disclaimer that says, anything by giving me a message, you are explicitly giving me permission to turd, play a message on my program. She said, no, you don't have permission after giving me a bunch of dirt. So I had to do something I rarely do, which is prolips. No, that's not rare. I had to erase it. Sorry, audience. Blame Mrs. Lavash Klit, or whatever her name, Lavash Klit, something like this. All I will tell you is that she was too lazy to go upstairs. To go upstairs because the elevator was broken.
You know you want this hot steamy cunt Doris, honey.
Right, sure, whatever you say, doll.
All right, let's find some more unplayed messages from yeaster.
Oh, I now tell you who I am because you mean to me, you stinky lesbian cunt. Why you say you play my message and you say, oh, who the fuck is that? Oh, you don't care who it is, you just answer my question. How am I supposed to fuck self? I know how to fuck self. You tell me go fuck self, I don't know how. I ask you advice, you never listen to me.
Number two, broken lesbian, not know how to fuck self. Well, you stupid bitch, you cannot fuck self. You not know how fuck other people. I mean, our people. That terrible. I mean, terrible. Terrible. You not know how to fuck self. You not know how to fuck other people. You stupid bitch, come home. You need to go back to China with my family and go to Chang Chao and see Terracotta Army. You need to go open up Legina. Okay? So you get fucked. I'm not even proud to be on this show today. This is terrible. I'm not even in good mood. My project, not even my color with my pro raps. And my L's, my R's, all mixed up. And I always get a self-conscious because of the Sean from Tampon criticized my Chinese. Ching, 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 ching. All you do is stick it up your ass. You can take a fork, you can take a dildo, you can take a prolapse, anything up your ass. Just go fuck self. All you have vagina, you go fuck self with vagina.
Chunk. Sorry, I didn't expect Penny to come over, but she just grabbed the microphones. All right. Yeah, ching. All right, already. Did I play this one? I love finding all these old massages. Meanwhile, Holly's gonna be upset with me for being late, so she won't. All right, Penny's song, and already.
Hello, gorgeous. This is Nate from Iowa. Just calling to say hey, see how you're doing. You're a bitch about how nobody leaves any voice comments, and here I am doing that.
Thanks.
Oh, and I have a suggestion for you. Now, you can take it or leave it, but listen before you judge.
Right.
I was thinking it'd be really hot if you went around and did public speaking addresses and, like, spoke to people in mass. I don't know. I mean, I know you hate to leave the house, but if you'd get off your dead ass and just go out and, you know, see what's going on. Or, hey, even here's a few topics for you. You could do, like, queer art, or you could do, like, queer vernacular, like why the word cunt is okay to use. I mean, you could do all of these things. You have such a mind. You talk about all those bullshit.
Listen, Mary, I don't know how to fucking
and
arrange
it.
You arrange
it,
I'll do it, okay? You arrange
it,
I'll
get me paid,
and I'll do it.
That somebody else agrees with me. However, if you went out and you did, like, keynote addresses.
Oh, fuck you. I'm tired of people telling you what to do. You know, why don't you do the legwork and ask me, and then I'll sign up and say yes. Because everybody wants a piece of me. Nobody wants to eat it, if you know what I mean. Did I play this one, or is this new?
Hello, darling. This is Leigh Horowitz.
Oh.
Recently started listening to your show, since my friend told me you had talked about me. On the internet.
Right.
I'm excuse me, I have the cold.
Okay.
I'm an 86-year-old retired whore.
Right.
And I'm really calling
these?
Really because I heard the Andrew Melting talking about his
weight
loss, and I wanted to congratulate and encourage him. That's all, darling. Have a good day.
Thanks.
Goodbye.
Isn't it funny how I was bitching that you didn't get voice messages, and then I found out
hello?
I have some really old ones. It's over, you stupid. Now, I don't know if I played these or not. Is this another Zichi? Now, this song I know I played. This is Mr. Zichi. We'll save this for the end. Because I know that Madame L, although she does not like to abide by my rules of voicemail, she does like to hear the Zichi. Okay, according to this, I've played all the unread ones.
but there's probably some I haven't played. I don't know. You know, if I haven't played your voicemail, leave me another one or yell at me and tell me your phone number so I can look it up, because I look it up by phone number. You know, it has the caller ID, the ZVD caller ID, you know? The prolapse. Yeah, prolapses are people too. That's stupid. What? Okay. Oh, that's disgusting. Oh, God. Oh, this picture of some man with boobs. It's a F to M. God, is that fucking nasty. Oh, I don't like the FTMs to look at. Now, don't go all PC in me. God. Six cunt Sally. All right, so, what have we got here? What is this? What is Argos music? Oh, here we go. Michael Carino's thing just came in. We just got it just as I was closing the show. So here we go. Oh, fuck. Sorry. Hold on. Okay, I don't want to put it on top of Mr. Zichi because then we have a fuck prob. Oh, I hope that's not Holly. I heard someone come in. Okay, Fat, Cunt, and S by Michael Carino, followed by Mr. Zichi's song. Am I done? Yeah, and by that time, the show will be over for Sirius. You're listening to Match Weinstein's Yeast Radio, part of Adam Curry's pod show. Sirius Stars 102 in the middle of the fucking night. Listen to Sirius, love Sirius, subscribe. I especially love Howard Stern, Playboy Radio, especially Tiffany in the afternoon, and the Richard Simmons every Sunday. I'd like you all to fuck yourselves with a spoon.
So, the plane. So I go there, and I get the middle seat. I'm stuck with a middle seat. And I look, and there is this woman staring up at me with ass oozing, probably a foot of ass is oozing onto both sides of her, and the thing stank like a 30-year-old jar of filter fish. So this woman, I couldn't tell, what is she farting or is it your vagina? It's like it was rotating stench. I smelled cunt and ass, cunt and ass.
Hello. Okay, there was nothing original there. That was just he cut and paste my own program. What the fuck is that shit? I don't get it. What am I supposed to do? Listen to myself? I thought you were going to add something to it, some computer voice or something. Asshole. All right, now, since you caught me off guard, now I can play the Zavrici song.
I'm happy when she's on my stereo. I'm happy when she's on my iPod video. Just me and her. Private places. I walk past a million faces, and no one knows who I'm listening to. The who is you, Madge Weinstein? The who is you, Madge Weinstein? You cheer me up when I'm feeling blue. The who is you, Madge Weinstein? Is your majesty.